I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. According to the American Heart Association, heart attacks occur every 34 seconds and are the number one cause of death amongst Americans. But if you're healthy and have no family history of cardiac problems, the question is, should you get an EKG or electrocardiogram, and does that help your doctor detect possible heart problems? Not according to the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. EKGs tell us if a heart attack has already happened, if there is cardiac damage, or if there are electrical disturbances. There are disagreements amongst physicians over the issues. Some agree that EKGs can produce false positives, leading to additional invasive tests such as cardiac catheterizations, a procedure in which dye is injected into the body, side effects from the dye that could actually cause heart attack and stroke, and the risk from unnecessary radiation exposure. But others believe that EKGs are important in order to establish a baseline in healthy people so that the results can be compared if there are problems later. Best you discuss these issues with your physician and decide what's best for you. I'm Dr. Drew, and that's today's 1 Minute Clinic. For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew.